One very cold morning on a ranch in the mountains of Mexico. So cold, my partners and I had to break the ice through the trough in order for the horses to drink water. We also had to hit the windmill sucker rod to get it going. Another man and I were there just for the roundup. We had to bring some calves in. The third rider was an older man. I say older man, but he was older at that time, but he's around my age, I think. He was the one that stayed on the ranch. I was wondering if he would wake up that morning, because that all night we could hear him moaning, and it was because of his arthritis, his many years of being a cowboy. I watched him as he saddled his horse, and he brought his horse along a big rock. And he got up on the rock and he guided the horse right next to it, and he put one boot in the stirrup and at the same time to lift himself. But at that time, the horse began to buck. The old man held on as much as he could, but a little afterwards he went airborne. It landed on his back. I went to his aid, but by then he was halfway up, cursing and throwing stones at his horse. And the horse just stood there and shook off the stones like if he would shake off flies. The old man once again guided the horse next to the rock, and as if nothing happened, got up on it, and they both rode off. I said to myself, if that were to happen to me, I would have still been down on the ground. I began to wonder how about the generation of people that went before us, about their toughness, especially those that built this country. The title of my sermonette is Tougher Than Nails. Just like that old cowboy, there are those who built this country. For instance, the roughnecks and the iron workers that built the skyscrapers in New York. I don't know if you had a chance to Google it, or you can see some film editors of those guys, and none of them have safety harnesses. They're just out there, and most of the beams are hand-guided. And I'm pretty sure there's a famous picture you've seen that you can see all the construction workers sitting on an I-beam having lunch. Those people were pretty tough. And there are those Christians that went before us as well, that were tougher than nails. And sometimes we come, people that on the Bible that comes to our mind, usually is Samson or David when we think of toughness. But how about Meshach, Meshach, and Abednego? Those had a different toughness than David or Samson. They had a mental toughness. Now how about also Esther and apostles? Those are examples of spiritual toughness. When the chips were down, they chose what was right, irregardless what was they might have gotten. God's way instead of man's way. Many of us chose God's way in our previous lives before conversion. And there are those that say, well, you know, many of the younger generation, they were born in their church and they've got kind of a head start. But still, it's all about baptism, that commitment we make with God. You know, some of us like to work to experience things firsthand. And maybe that's why God took a while for us to come in. First-hand experience by second-hand experience. Remember, the first-hand is, you know, Tommy, don't touch the iron, it's hot. And so Tommy does it. And Tommy, don't do it. And, well, Tommy goes and touches it. That's first-hand experience. He burns his hand. Well, I told you not to touch the iron. But the second hand is, well, no, she told me not to touch the iron, it's hot. Those two ways of learning. But irrespective on how we got here, we baptized is a key. Let's go to Colossians 3. Colossians 3, verses 7 to 12. Here's the difference. And this is Paul to the Colossians, and he's talking to an audience, Colossae, that he's reminding them of something. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived. In verse 8, but now you must also rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. 9. Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, and by the way, is Iranian, right? Slave or free. But Christ is all and is in all. So you're responsible. Where you come from, if he calls you out, he calls you. Therefore, as God's chosen people, there's something that's really, that has some meat to it, brethren. Holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I was talking with Mr. Hernandez during the feast, and he said, God calls everyone from every walk of life, irrespective of who you are and where you come from. But he calls us, and therefore we are a chosen people. Paul was ministering to the members of Colossae. The message was coming to all to come out of a previous life, to get together with God's way of life, irregardless of where you come from. This is all summed up into three things: faith, hope, and love. First thing is faith. A belief in God and his promises motivates us to strive to live his way of life, Jesus' way of life. Walk as he walked. You don't have to go there, but John 14:12 tells us that. Second is love. Outgoing concern that is essential characteristic of God. 1 John 4:16. Basically, it tells you love thy neighbor as yourself. And third, hope is not something we either have. It's something we either have or don't have. It can falter and it can grow. We can strengthen our hope by studying the Bible and all of its stories of power and hope. But that's our strength, brethren. That's what sets us different. The hope of a Christian is more unshakable than anything in the physical realm. We think of our earth as solid and stable until an earthquake comes. But nothing can shake God's promise. You can find that in Hebrews 12:28. That's the message to all of us, that each of us needs to work on. We need to work on it. Everybody has something that we need to work on. Some of us it's easy to work on one thing, but it's hard to work on another. These things that set us apart, keeping the physical side of God's law, the weightier parts of the law, these weightier things we need to perfect on. It's kind of like gum on the bottom of your shoe. But sometimes I think it's like gum in your hair. I can't say that, but I've seen my daughters. I remember one, she was coming from school and she had gum in her hair. And boy, take that out. It's just hard to get rid of. But that's what we're here for. We're in training. With us, there is no differentiation. Gentile or Jew, barbarian or other. We all struggle. Barbarian is a non-Roman, right? I think that's what it is. We're all under Christ. But there's a difference with us. I believe we have a stronger spiritual strength than many mentioned in the Bible. And then many of you ask, why? Let's go to John 20. John chapter 20, verse 26 to 29. Now this is Jesus coming back again to meet with his disciples. So we break in verse 26. It says, a week later, his disciples were in a house again. And Thomas was with them. Remember, Thomas was with them the first meeting, and he said, no, that couldn't have happened. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them. That tells you that he was in spirit form. And he says, peace be with you. Then he said to Thomas, put your fingers here. See my hand. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. And basically he gave him a command. Stop doubting and believe. Thomas said to him, my Lord and my God. Then Jesus told him, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So that's the reason why, brethren, I believe that we're spiritually strong. Whether you know it or not, spiritually, you're tougher than nails. Because we all have a story to tell. I admonish all of you to continue your project of perfection. All of us need to work on different areas, like I said. There's a saying, you don't know how strong you are until all that's left is strength. No one is perfect, but with God's help, we will get there. Brethren, fear God and keep his commandments.